Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
0092. So, you know, press conferences happen. They come and go while we're on the air out in Berea. Normally we cover a couple, not normally, but we'll cover a couple of them live just so you know the information as soon as it happens. Not that you have to wait, but every once in a while somebody says something a little bit interesting. And so what was going on today? I was trying to remember where we're going with that. Because
so Tommy Rees.
That's what it was, Tommy Rees.
Talked to the media. Was asked about any play calls he'd like back.
You talk about a play call you want back. You know, you start there. Had a lot of confidence in the call on third down that we'd pick up the first. Felt like we maybe lost a yard there. And, you know, look, in hindsight, you want to execute those situations. We made an aggressive play call. It didn't work out. They had a good call on defense, and we just didn't execute it at the end of the day. And, you know, those were ones as a play caller that you want to always put your guys in the right position. We were running it pretty good at that point on that drive. So certainly could have handled that differently and executed it differently. So we'll learn from it. I'll learn from it and get better on it.
Go back to the fourth and one. It did look like Tillman was open for a first down. Now, is the reason the play call failed because you put the rookie quarterback in position of having to make a play that was not the right time to do it?
Yeah, I should have run the ball. I don't want to get into the specifics of the play itself. You know, you can freeze almost any play, right, and say, hey, this guy's open, this guy's open. Great. I want to make sure I'm putting our players in the right spot. I made a call, an aggressive one. It didn't work, and we got to move on to the next.
First of all, I give him credit. He gave us an honest answer. How many guys are going to turn
actually
on
the, you gives know, answers, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm just, it doesn't even matter what he said. He gave us an answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I should have run the ball. Is that refreshing?
I don't want to make Dan mad. Can I say this?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
I like listening to him.
Why?
Because I think he actually, you know, he's pretty smart offensive mind, obviously. Is he a great play caller? We don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
At the NFL level.
But I liked hearing what he had to say there, and he's honest about it. And you know what, Andy? Yeah, I should have run the ball. End of conversation.
It's hard to follow up that, right?
He just put an end to it. It's like, that was the worst play call. Yep, I agree.
The only situation, though, that I think it's interesting is that, you know, other teams can hear that, right? Hear him say that.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he doesn't have to call it the next time.
Or maybe he can turn back and go, yep, I told you that last week because I knew the other teams would be listening, and so now I knew the pass was open. They knew there was no way we were going to run. Although, if you go empty backfield, you're not going to, unless your quarterback's keeping it, right?
You wouldn't think that's the case, but you never know.
No, I give him credit. But when you listen to the whole thing, is there a sense of trust then for his rookie quarterback in what he's talking about?
There's a sense of helping your rookie quarterback succeed. You're trying to set all of these guys up, Andy, to have some success in an offense that hasn't had much of that this year. So I give him credit, and I want to see more. I want to see more. I want to see more of him with Dillon Gabriel. And I don't say that meaning that Kevin Stefanski did a bad job with Dillon Gabriel. Dillon hasn't had a ton of playing time yet, and I want to see if Tommy Reese's approach as a former quarterback might help bring him along a little bit. And we'll see. And, you know, if it doesn't work, then at some point we'll probably see Shador, and that's great too, and then hopefully they can help him succeed.
Hmm. Tommy also had the next point is the way he processes things throughout the game. Is that right?
Dillon, not Tommy, right?
Right, Dillon, sorry.
With any young quarterback, there's going to be ups and downs. And, you know, regardless of, like, the physical aspect, have you seen through start one through start five that, like, Dillon's, like, he's making the right decision. Like, his eyes are in the right place. He's seeing things as you guys want him to see him, see it on the field.
Yeah, I mean, we always grade that part of him, and he grades out pretty high. Look, nobody's going to bat 1,000. There's, you know, certainly I don't bat 1,000 calling it. Nobody's going to bat 1,000 in really anything they do, but I would say he grades out where we want him. His, you know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Dillon's prep and where he is mentally for a rookie is really well beyond, you know, he's mature that way. You know, and then we want to make sure that, you know, those things that are happening during the week, we go and execute them on Sundays.
All right.
This guy's really direct.
Yeah, a little processor going on there in his mind, right?
I guess. Which, you know, that's critical. That's one of the this is one of the most important things a rookie quarterback has to learn, has to adapt to, has to overcome. You know, is the ability to process and all that stuff. But let's take it a step further. You can do all that and you can have the mental part of it down. And if you don't have the physical part of it down, and I don't mean, you know, physical like are you a beast? I mean physical like, okay, can you take all of that and then convert it onto the football field? You know what those guys who can't do that are called, Andy? Coaches.
Yeah.
They're called coaches.
Yeah.
And so we're going to find out if Dillon's going to become a great coach somewhere or if he's going to become a good quarterback somewhere. You know, and the mental part of the game is all well and good. If you can't do it on the football field, you become a coach.
Well, I can tell you this, somewhere down the road, if he does want to become a coach, he can. There's plenty to learn about blocking out the outside noise for him, right?
True.
Especially here. Dominic's in East Rochester. Hi, Dominic.
Hello, Dominic.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you? You take us off speakerphone. If you're driving, leave us on, though.
Are we okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. A little fuzzy, but keep going.
All right. Well, I called about the Browns, of course, but a word on that gambling. You know, you had that detective on, and he was saying that nobody does it better than the MLB. Nobody sweeps it under the rug better than MLB, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
You want to start with the Astros? You know, with letting those cheaters off the hook, or Otani was another one. So I'm not buying into that the MLB does it the right way. So and you're right about the fact there's something more to this.
It just feels that way. That's all. I mean, and that's not. I mean, we're just. I mean, and we'll find out. That's why. That's why we have due process in this country. So
anyway, on the Browns. Listen, I like the coach, but if I hear him say the word better one more time, I honest to God, I'm going to become a Steelers fan. And now he's got Tommy saying it, too. You know, better, better, better. I mean, I'm sick of hearing better. And as far as the quarterback goes, I know you guys have been saying that, you know, five games is too small a sample size and this and that. Operative word being small. He's too small. He's never going to be any good unless he grows 8 more inches. So there's no hope for this guy. Just plain too small. So,
Dominic, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm inclined to agree with this. I like 6'4", 6'5" quarterbacks. I like the big guys who can.
I like them when they catch the ball too.
Yeah, I do too. You can't sit here and say that a guy isn't able to do the job. Maybe he will be. I think he's fighting clearly an uphill battle because he's stature-wise not what you want in an NFL quarterback. Still doesn't mean he can't do the job. But we'll find out. Andy, it's too early to bury a young guy who's had success every time he's played football. Too early to bury him. Dano.
A little bit of news coming down. Cavaliers listing Darius Garland, Lonzo Ball, and Jalen Tyson out tonight against the Toronto Raptors. So no Darius Garland, no Lonzo Ball, no Jalen Tyson against the Raptors tonight.
No update, though, on anything with Darius's injury.
No, it's just injury management on the toe. Right.
Let's hope it stays that way and that we don't get anything like, you know, on second thought, this thing's bad.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.